all the way to here.
Yeah, that's a commercial building. It has to meet
this
commercial code,
this
right?
Is my road. This road, there is a 20 feet gate that goes through here. So even if you can stand here, I'm just hypothetical. We don't have really.
I think I understand your point, which
yes.
is that hey, the building just to the side of me is much higher than me.
Correct.
What's the issue there? That's a commercial building. It has to meet commercial code, not residential code. You're the builder, right? So you're going to make sure that it's probably going to be sprinklered. It's going to have means of egress. We're not plan review. I'm not telling you what needs to happen there. I'm not even the expert on that, but I can tell you it's a residence. There's a reason that we have a height requirement for residences, and I have concern from a safety perspective.
I can put, if needed, to have water sprinkler. I will do that. Across the road, there is Hilton. That's, I think, 15-story building. I'm not sure how many exactly, but across the lake, Brands Landing has four or five stories condominium there. And I don't see, there is any change. It is also Branson.
It's Branson area, but it's not Branson Fire District. That's Western Taney County Fire District. And, I'm aware of how long it takes an engine to get to that location. And what, as Corey said, we're very aware. We've been up and down those stairs.
If we need to put fire sprinkler, water sprinkler, we will do that.
No.
Well, that's not the only concern I have.
And it,
we just need a space for this family.
Right.
And as I said, I'm not going to jeopardize any safety concerns that you have or anybody has.
I don't think any of us would, our family, in any
absolutely
fashion. But you don't have total control over some things that happen. That's our concern.
We have the, as I said, the ADT security that monitors the alarm and smoke and carbon monoxide as well. Although we don't have carbon monoxide in the house, but we have ADTs that monitor that issue as well.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions for our builder?
Presley, did you get his name? Okay, thank you.
Okay. Do we have anybody that would like to speak for against? Okay. Thank you, sir. Please come forward and state your name, please.
Yeah, Scott Burnley, 241 Trinity, up in Lakeshore Drive Estates. First of all, Doc, my wife and I will be praying for your daughter. We're in children's ministry, so we understand that. I've got actually some pictures of what he's got taken just tonight at 5:30. So you can see that here in a second. Some others that could not be here was a lady by the name of Denise. Her comment was from the fire department standpoint. I'm not sure if she's on that or what, but she wanted me to include it. Two emails that came from Lakeshore Drive Estates. One, where is her name? From Anna. Thank you for letting us know. We are not able to attend, but would you please let us know the outcome? That building is a concern to us as well. And then from Judy Scholl. It is, I'm glad there's going to be a hearing on the house. Do they have plans for another family living up there or a Mormon church? I'll be praying that they can get these people to stop any more building and take down what they have put up. I'm just reading their comments. Would you like to see the pics? I'm sorry, they're only on my iPad.
Are they different than what we just saw up here?
They've got the four story. So if you want to see them, that's fine. I'll give you the iPad.
I would like to see you.
Scroll one right, and then you'll see kind of the other side.
when these pictures were taken, Scott, that we have in our pamphlet, were they asked to stop building at that point?
They asked if they could continue, and I pretty much said, well, I can't physically stop you, but you're taking a risk without the variance to continue to build. But that'd be their decision. But
right. Okay.
There's no guarantee of the variance.
Right.
And I got a picture, I think it was last night.
This is what it is now. I looked at it yesterday. That's what it is.
Two more pictures on the swipe, right.
And you don't have the roof on.
And the roof's not on.
But no. The height is what I'm saying. We still got the roof height.
Sure. Which is going to be another, 12 feet, 15?
No, it's 45 feet to the mean.
What is it right now to the wall?
40.
What pitch is the roof?
32. It's less than 6. It's 5. I kept it to the mean at 45 feet. So off the top plate, it's going to be 6 feet tall. So it's not a...
From the top plate to the ridge is how tall?
6 feet.
6 feet?
32 feet to the bottom of the forefloor. And then you have 9 feet walls. And then you got 6 foot. So the mean, the way I understand it, is half of that, correct? If it was over a 4 pitch, correct?
If it's over a 4, your mean is your eave. Plus your peak, it's halfway between it.
Right.
But if it's a 412, it's the top of the roof.
Right. It's over a 4, but it's not a 6. So I adjusted that.
And the red roof you can see over the top of the gate, the one picture is the roof of his home. My wife and I actually looked at person of that before he did, but it was beyond our abilities to do the upgrades to it. The concern was, from some of the neighbors, was it sitting on the original foundation that is 1951-54. And I kind of played around and looked to something I could understand, since I'm not an engineer. At 70 mile an hour winds, that's a 22,000 pound wind load on the side of that building. So I don't know, what good a shape that house is in. Is it going to hold that from toppling over? Be another one. So that's my piece. You guys have said pretty much everything else already.
Was there anybody else that would like to speak against?
Are you done with the
FM? Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your
Thank
time.
You.
Hi, Gary Brennan, 139 Trinity Road. One of the pictures that you guys took was right next to my neighbor's house when you were back up about 150 feet on South Fork. There's one house between me and where you were at taking the picture, and I'm okay with having this down here, ain't I?
Yes, sir.
Not offending anybody. And I'm a retired concrete man, a small contractor in California. And I've seen the difference between a one-story footing and a two-story footing. Never looked at three or four, but I'm trying to imagine just what the winds would do to a structure like that, and wondering if they poured a new foundation and if it was beefy enough for it, or if they put it on an existing slab or just what that. But anyway, as far as aesthetics, we can see it from our porch, from our balcony upstairs, and it's an eyesore. And codes and ordinances are made, and restrictions are made for the benefit of all. And they get away with putting that little site tower up there. What's going to stop the next person that wants to do it? So that's my concern.
Okay. Thank you. Did anybody else wish to speak against? Okay.
Do we have additional discussion?
And I've got two concerns. One is obviously the life safety concern. I think that if we grant this variance, I think there's still a lot of questions that it brings up of four-story residents that are there. And then secondly, I'm still looking at the property itself, and I believe I heard the applicant state they couldn't build because there were some utilities in an area. I'm not sure that meets the definition of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, slope, or topography, or other extraordinary situation. We just have to move the utilities that, in my mind, I had trouble getting over why that was a reason for them to have to build four stories up. So I'm not sure that I could support it for those two reasons.
I agree with you 100%. I cannot believe that's a immeasurable difficulty that can't be fixed. And I it's not a commercial building. Fox says it's not a commercial building. So we have to treat it as a residential building. And I think we have to live with our height regulation. And I hate to see you have to tear the top story off, but I cannot agree with it. We have to stand on our height.
So
I have to make a motion to deny the request because of the restriction of the height that we already have.
I would second the motion.
Okay, well, we have a second. Then we'll put it to a vote. Everybody in favor of denying the request, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
On the height restrictions of the county that we do have in our code already, that we need to stay with that.
So going back to what Corey said, you mean the reasons?
So I cited two reasons. Mm-hmm. One is just a life safety concern, I guess it's just safety concern, safety and general concern.
The safety concern is,
and then secondly, I don't think that it met the definition that was read is Exhibit A, which was that the whereby reasonable exceptional narrowness, shallowness, slope, or topography or other exceptional situation or condition. I don't know that I heard that by utilities being in an area that they couldn't build. That, in my mind, was not a reason for that. Does that make sense?
So just from a point, she's going to listen to it again, but that'll help us get the decision of record. So we'll generate the decision of record, but from a planning and zoning side, if he builds and his roof mean height is at 35 feet, but then they do a attic room somehow that's inside with cathedral rafter somehow, but
that'll be like a 6 foot high ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to be like 6 feet high.
Well, if we drop back to the 9, no, if he just does us like a 512, it'll, because it's not that wide of a, you're not going to have a big room up there. It's just going to be a little narrow space in the middle. But he'll be restricted to the roof mean height of 35 feet.
If it meets codes, I have to agree. Yep. It's fine.
I would say so. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it meets the existing codes, we're not allowing a variance from the existing
floor.
Code.
Right.
Right.
To expand to the 10 feet.
Yeah.
Very good. That's what we'll, and we'll mail that letter to you, and it won't need to be recorded. It'll just be a letter for your records.
Okay.
Thank you.
The next item is number 20-17V. Mr. Bruno.
You can. I'll do the little PowerPoint, and I got to get caught up here.